phase one has been a good uptake over, I think the figure is at the moment 135 for households that claim the phase one of humanitarian aid. Phase two is ongoing. 13 have been paid under phase two, and that's for white goods and furniture, and there's 23 waiting to be processed. And stage three is a very, very important phase for a lot of houses that had extensive damage that had no insurance, such as dry lining and electrical work. So that phase is up and going as well. So it's important that we remain vigilant as well, because there will be other people coming forward. There will be people from, you know, different sectors as well who will be looking for assistance, from business to voluntary groups and sporting organisations. So that will be through a separate scheme, through the Red Cross scheme. But the humanitarian scheme is a very, very important scheme. It's an issue I've raised with my cabinet colleagues, that if an emergency like this happens again in the future, that it continues to kick in straight away. And that was one of the most important things the day after the flood, that we got a commitment from Minister Regina Doherty that this scheme, the humanitarian scheme, kicks in. Because while after the first day of the disaster in Inishowen, there was the trauma and the shock, but the following that, people needed emergency assistance, people who lost clothes, people who needed to get their children ready for school the following Monday. So that money was really, really important.
The payments are means tested, but people need not worry, because there is a high threshold in these.
Yeah, there is a threshold of an income of 70,000, and for people over that threshold, obviously there's a percentage taken out of it, but there is assistance available. But look, it's an important scheme. The feedback I'm getting was that in the days after the I suppose it's Macaulay Culture and Barry McGuinness called the tsunami in Inishowen, people just needed that money for basic essentials, because a lot of them lost personal items. And from now on, I'm asking my government colleagues, and the Taoiseach has very much focused on this as well, that we have a situation set up that everything kicks in straight away, be it that from the army coming in to humanitarian assistance to Red Cross. The farming schemes take that wee bit longer, because Chagas and the department officials needed to do a lot more engagement on the ground. So they got that assessment, the preliminary assessment, completed last Tuesday. It went to Cabinet on Wednesday. So the farmers I've met in Inishowen in the last couple of days are very, very happy that they're going to have access to a scheme up to about €15,000, which will predominantly cover a lot of the destruction around fencing and rubble that landed on their lands. Obviously, there's fodder and livestock payments there as well. And I'm conscious as well that there's a number of farmers who had arable crops affected, so I'm going to continue to work on that as well.